In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of you will be watching the Macy's Day Parade this Thursday? Good. It's one of my favorite traditions. I remember Thanksgiving as a kid, waking up in the morning, not having to go to school, savory smells coming from the kitchen, and the Macy's Day Parade playing in the background. I've always said that if I ever got the opportunity to see the parade in person, I would go. So when my husband and I moved to Chicago, and I found out that they had a Thanksgiving Day parade, I knew we had to go. While my spouse was less than enthusiastic about waking up early in the morning and navigating public transit so that we could stand out in the cold, I was very insistent. But when we arrived downtown, I thought, where are all the people? I was expecting to see the streets of Chicago packed like they are in New York. And that's when I realized, when you go to a parade, don't have the Macy's Day Parade in mind. It is not fair to that parade. Very few parades are working with a $12 million budget. But even though the parade was on a slightly different scale than what I had in mind, we had a great time. Celebrating in the streets with strangers, watching the floats, inflatables, and marching bands go by. It ended up being a holiday adventure in our new city. But if I ever get the opportunity to go to the Macy's Day Parade, I don't care if I have to twirl a baton and wear sequins, I'm going. For me, that would be an opportunity I wouldn't pass up. But what does opportunity look like to you? Is it getting to do something that's on your bucket list, a break in your career, or a gift that opens up possibilities? Today's parable is about three people who are given the opportunity of a lifetime when their master entrusts them with significant sums of money. Two of them see the value and potential of what they're given, while the other does not. Now, based on the master's response, rewarding the first two slaves and sending the third into outer darkness, we might read this as a parable about divine judgment. The message being, be a good steward of what you've been given, or else. But theologically, we know that salvation is not based on merit, and God's love for us remains constant. There's no way God could love us more or less than God already does. So it seems that the parable isn't so much about what the master does, as it is about the joy or darkness that the slaves create for themselves. Their experience is determined by the way they view what they have. The ones who see the value and opportunity of what's in front of them and make the most of it enter into joy, while the one who views the money and the master with negativity, expecting a bad outcome and acting accordingly, is thrown into darkness. Or perhaps more accurately, he remains in the darkness that he's already in. The lesson of the parable can be in how we view the opportunities in front of us. Are we able to recognize them? Do we value them? Do we pursue their potential? This goes not only for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, but the everyday opportunities that are so easy to take for granted. Because really, there's a way in which opportunities are all around us. Within each moment, there is an opportunity for us to see or miss, to seize or bury. It's easy to miss the opportunities in everyday moments because so often we approach them passively. We have our good moments and bad. Something happens and we like it or we don't. We're merely reacting. But what if instead we were to proactively look for the opportunities present in our moments? One parishioner helped me see one such opportunity that I would have otherwise missed as we were coming out of church last Sunday. You might recall it was drizzling out, and I complained about the weather. Wasting no time, he said, "Are you kidding? There are parts of the world where people would kill for moisture like this." He helped me see that I was looking at it all wrong. I wasn't seeing the opportunity for hydration present in the rain. And his comments gave me a greater appreciation for the puddles that day. It also reminded me of when I lived in the Pacific Northwest and I learned to cope with the 9-month rainy season by saying it was an opportunity to curl up with a good book. I found another unlikely opportunity this week while I was struggling with my son to put on his winter coat. He did not want to be deterred from the set of keys that he was playing with, and I was starting to get frustrated, exhausted, and worried that we were going to be late. Then it occurred to me to look for the opportunity. I then saw that the opportunity was that I was getting to put on my son's coat, something I won't always get to do. Once I saw it for the opportunity that it was, I felt the tension drop instantly. He didn't stop struggling until he was zipped up and left alone, but instead of stressing, I was soaking it up. Taking a cue from the parable, we can look at ordinary moments, themselves gifts with which we are entrusted, and ask, where is the opportunity? If we find ourselves in a moment of confrontation, perhaps we have an opportunity for honest dialogue or negotiation, a moment of tiredness, an opportunity to listen to our bodies and rest, a moment of frustration, a chance to practice patience, a moment of missing someone, the opportunity to honor them in our actions. If our moment is regret, maybe our opportunity is the change we can make. If our moment is a happy one, perhaps the opportunity is simply to appreciate it or find a way to share that good feeling with someone else. And since we are approaching the Thanksgiving holiday, it's worth noting that what we're really talking about here is living gratefully. Because when we look at the opportunity in our moments, we are regarding our time as the gift that it is. We are coming to it with our appreciation, attentiveness, and responsiveness. This week, I encourage you to ask, where is the opportunity in the moment? See if it doesn't unlock potential that wouldn't be there otherwise. See if you notice any correlation between looking for the opportunity and entering into joy. If the parable is any indication, the things in life that God gives us are not given as a test on how we'll perform. They are given as opportunities through which we enter into the joy of God's presence. Amen.